Okay, strike the box. You have a building fire.
Your name. This is a highly sophisticated doo-wacky. If you don't use it responsibly, kablamo!
Hey everybody, it's Chris. How's everyone doing? Don't answer that, I know. Let's strike the box. Another pre-recorded show for you this week, because we're not back in the studio yet. Who knows when we'll be back in the studio? Who knows? But, still here, doing the show for you. 2 hours of freeform radio. And we just finished up with some Librarians with Hickeys, which is a pretty awesome title for a band, I think. With Leave Me Alone, that's off of their Long Overdue CD from Big Stir Records. And thank you to Big Stir, who sent some goodies over the last week. As I was looking at the CD and listening to some music and thinking of Librarians with Hickeys, Long Overdue, I started thinking of an old Bloom County comic strip. One of the characters, Binkley, I think, would have nightmares, and one of them was having a nightmare about the librarian coming back to collect on overdue books. Did you have overdue books? I plead the fifth. Let's just say I can't get a library card in Boston anytime soon. Anyways, we started out with some new music by the Idolizers. From Rumbar Records, we heard Golden Days. And that's off of their sort of EP, The Idolizers, that you can get at Rumbar Records. Got some cool music on there. And thanks to Big Lou, who sent some goodies that I got last week. Got a lot of goodies last week. That I've been listening to, so hopefully you'll enjoy this week's show, because I'll be playing some of them. And some Ramones with I Believe in Miracles, maybe, from 1989 off the Brain Drain LP, because I think all of our drains have been, or is that all of our drains? No, all of our brains have been drained. The drains of the brains, something like that. Yeah, I'm rambling here, what can I tell you?
What are you people, on dope?
Anyways, it's 2 hours of freeform radio. Yep. So, let's just get back to the music. I'm Chris. Strike the box.
on turning, it's sort of hard to learn that everyone I saw was just another part of me. But you can go ahead if you want to, cause nobody's got no papers on you. No, there, it's just a falsehood.
Can't take it anymore, Felix. I'm cracking up. Everything you do irritates me. And when you're not here, the things I know you're going to do when you come in irritate me. You leave me little notes on my pillow. Told you 158 times I cannot stand little notes on my pillow. We are all out of cornflakes, F.U. Took me 3 hours to figure out that F.U. was Felix Unger.
Like to know a little bit about watching for our fires. Be glad to help you learn to help yourself. Look around you, all you see are sympathetic eyes. Stroll around the grounds until you feel at home. And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Hiding in a hiding place where no one ever goes. Put it in your pantry with your cupcakes. It's a little secret. Just the Robinson's affair. Most of all, you got to hide it from the kids. Coo-coo-ca-choo, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Sitting on a sofa on a Sunday afternoon, going to a candidate's debate. Laugh about it, shout about it when you've got to choose. Every way you look at it, you lose. Turns its lonely eyes to you. Ooh. What's that you say, Mrs. Robinson? Joe to Joe has left and gone away.
1986, The Pandoras with It Felt Alright off of their Stop Pretending LP. Little different lineup from their first LP of 1984. Stop Pretending had Kim Shattuck in it. And sadly, we lost Kim last year. She went on to play with the Muffs, I believe. Hopefully I've got that right. My brain this summer is sort of melted, I think, like everybody else's. But we started things out with the 1979, actually probably first recorded around 78. But live version, the B-52s, 52 Girls, played at the Paradise back in August of 1979. And out of all the versions, the single version, the album version, and a couple of live versions, I like the Paradise live version the best. Don't you? We followed it up with some Whistle Stop Rock from 2020, Queen of the Drive-In. And now there's a video out for that song, so make sure you check out Whistle Stop Rock and Queen of the Drive-In. She got quite a reputation there, so we had to follow things up with the Chimes. With quite a reputation. A single from Chattahoochee Records from August of 1966. Got a lot of August going on in here. It says it made it on the charts to number 28, but it says citation needed when you check out Wikipedia. But they only had one single that I know of, and the B-side would be He's Not There Anymore. The Chimes are actually a bunch of sisters that sang together. Followed that up with some Genya Raven. Now there's a voice to be reckoned with. A live version of Love is a Fire, recorded back in 2006 at CBGB's. Not released, I believe, until 2020 on Rumbar Records. So check out Rumbar Records and a cool version of Genya Raven live at CBGB's, which sadly is no longer around either. A lot of good nightclubs have vanished, and who knows who will be coming back when and if things open up. So hopefully you liked the girl block there. I enjoyed it. Good to hear some female rocking out every now and then. Or how about every time? I don't know. Stop, Chris. You're just going to get deeper in trouble. All right, let's get back to the music. I'm Chris. This is Strike the Box.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood, or an earthquake is destroying buildings. When a tornado is tearing through town, or a hurricane strikes, or is the best time perhaps today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. And it's not always as simple as using your cell phone. That's why now is the time to take action. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Okay, Warner Brothers recording artists, the B-52s.
We'll be right back. screen, and it's your night with the Troika Queen.
I'd like to stay here with you tonight. I'd like to sleep here.
Well, you've got quite a reputation all over town. Quite a list of lonely, broken hearts. But pass me by, don't even try. Now some steer at a foolish romance start. Well, you've got quite a list of lovelies at your command. Begging for a moment of your time. So laugh and play, that dream's away. Just put me at the bottom of the line. Well, word of mouth is spreading, and maybe I am betting your love and gaze will go on for too long. Each girl who's got you broken, his reputation spoken, and about to make you pay for all your wrongs. You've got quite a reputation all over town. All the girls keep chasing you around. But when they find you're the cheating kind, they'll chase you till they run you out of town.
1986, The Pandoras with It Felt Alright off of their Stop Pretending LP. Little different lineup from their first LP of 1984. Stop Pretending had Kim Shattuck in it. And sadly, we lost Kim last year. She went on to play with the Muffs, I believe. Hopefully I've got that right. My brain this summer is sort of melted, I think, like everybody else's. But we started things out with the 1979, actually probably first recorded around 78. But live version, the B-52s, 52 Girls, played at the Paradise back in August of 1979. And out of all the versions, the single version, the album version, and a couple of live versions, I like the Paradise live version the best. Don't you? We followed it up with some Whistle Stop Rock from 2020, Queen of the Drive-In. And now there's a video out for that song, so make sure you check out Whistle Stop Rock and Queen of the Drive-In. She got quite a reputation there, so we had to follow things up with the Chimes. With quite a reputation. A single from Chattahoochee Records from August of 1966. Got a lot of August going on in here. It says it made it on the charts to number 28, but it says citation needed when you check out Wikipedia. But they only had one single that I know of, and the B-side would be He's Not There Anymore. The Chimes are actually a bunch of sisters that sang together. Followed that up with some Genya Raven. Now there's a voice to be reckoned with. A live version of Love is a Fire, recorded back in 2006 at CBGB's. Not released, I believe, until 2020 on Rumbar Records. So check out Rumbar Records and a cool version of Genya Raven live at CBGB's, which sadly is no longer around either. A lot of good nightclubs have vanished, and who knows who will be coming back when and if things open up. So hopefully you liked the girl block there. I enjoyed it. Good to hear some female rocking out every now and then. Or how about every time? I don't know. Stop, Chris. You're just going to get deeper in trouble. All right, let's get back to the music. I'm Chris. This is Strike the Box.
I need to know. Funniest sound I ever heard, and I can't understand a single word. Is he serious or is he playing? Oh, mama, is all he say, papa, who? Papa, 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 who?
Come on and Hi, this is Dick Summer from The Nightlight Show, remember? Maybe you do, maybe you don't. The important thing is you are listening to Strike the Box with Chris on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. This is just about the only place in the Boston area where you can hear garage rock, punk, new wave, and even 50s rock and R&B.